So checking the agenda for this Monday morning is Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times, and our old pal Rob Watson, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Morning.
So let's start out with a question, and it's to you, Rob, and Marcus. It's sort of about last week, but I think it stands for this week. It seems to me that the mission of the Obama presidency last week and all those news conferences and statements was to project management prowess in the midst of something of a security crisis, all the fallout from the Christmas Day plane bombing attempt. Marcus Mabry, first, can the president maintain this kind of management posture this week, or do you think it begins to unravel?
Well, you know, I think you've got no choice but to try to maintain it. The problem is going to be, it was a lapse. We don't have good answers, number one, of why it happened in the end, and number two, of how we're going to prevent it next time. So he can try to do it. I don't think he was that successful last week. I think you have no choice but to try to do it again this week to maintain that same posture. Otherwise, you give in to exactly what happened to the George Bush administration with Hurricane Katrina, the sense of incompetence, and that sets in and that really wrecks the rest of your agenda.
Rob Watson, your colleague Jonathan Marcus last week said it's all pragmatism, pragmatism, pragmatism on the part of the Obama administration. It seems like that's what we saw last week. Does it continue this week?
I guess so. I would come at this from the point of view of how the punters see it, ordinary folks see it. And I think no matter how you try to spin, manage, whatever word you like to use, the punters just tend to think, well, there's been a screw-up. And I think whoever's in office, I think they see things in pretty black and white terms like that. Now, that said, I think the punters, the people also seem to understand that preventing terrorist attacks, whether in the United States or anywhere else, is not a straightforward or easy matter.
And speaking of things that aren't straightforward or easy, North Korea is now calling for peace talks with the United States. This morning, we learned that Pyongyang possibly could return to talks on its nuclear disarmament in exchange for a peace treaty with the U.S. and an end to sanctions. Is this real progress, and did the Obama administration do anything to motivate this?
Well, I think the Obama administration and the South Koreans are going to have a bit of a sigh and groan about this, because I think it'll be seen in Washington and Seoul as yet more dithering and dickering about by the North Koreans, because what the United States and South Korea want is for the six-party talks to get back and focus on what they're supposed to be about primarily in the first instance, which is North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Now, to suddenly have to throw in the complexity of trying to negotiate a peace treaty, I think will be most unwelcome in D.C. and then Seoul.
All right. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, set us up on this story a little earlier in the hour. Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is quoted in a new book called Game Change, and the quote may change the game for Harry Reid. Reid said, according to the quote, that Barack Obama might become the nation's first black president, speaking back during the campaign, because of his light skin and that he has no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Where does this issue go this week, Marcus Mabry?
Well, you know, the Republicans are going to keep hammering on this. This is, for the Republicans, a fortunate and some might even say amusing, perhaps, role reversal, because they get to actually say the Democrats are racist and we're going to defend, African Americans. And happening to have, for the first time ever, an African American head of the Republican National Committee kind of plays into that script. I don't think they get a lot of political mileage out of this. I think they will try to do it this week. But I think the Democrats are going to work really hard this week to make this week about their, they have an issues conference on Thursday, the end of the week, where the Democrats get together and talk about what they want to do in the House of Representatives in this session. And I think the Democrats are going to try to make it about jobs, 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 because they realize if they don't do that, then they won't have any jobs come November this year.
Right. And, you mentioned Michael Steele, the Republican Party chairman, the GOP, the head of the RNC. Listen to him talking yesterday, and then we'll play DNC chairman Governor Tim Kaine and listen to them both referring to Harry Reid's remarks. First, Michael Steele.
From my perspective, whether he steps down today or I retire him in November, either way, he will not be the leader in 2011.
I don't think this is an issue that's going to affect his leadership at all. In fact, he's doing some very heavy lifting, wonderful lifting right now to get this health care bill over the goal line.
Wonderful lifting, Marcus. So the conversations at that Democratic retreat will be all about health care, or is there going to be some sense that, Harry Reid's in trouble. Sorry, we can't save him. Maybe there are people who would be happy to have him go.
You know, I think there are certainly a lot of more liberal Democrats who would be happy to see him go. But I don't think we're going to see that this week. I think they're going to try to pivot quickly from health care. They're trying to hammer out a deal and the details of it between the House and Senate versions of health care reform behind closed doors. They actually don't want to do that in a regular conference committee. They don't want it to be too transparent. They don't want to give the Republicans too much of a chance to intervene in that process and slow it down. So they want to get that done actually before the State of the Union so that they can just, again, turn to this issue of jobs, because they realize with those disappointing job numbers from last week, that's what Americans are going to be concentrating on like a laser beam.
Well, two other issues before we go. First, the federal court's going to hear a suit filed by gay marriage advocates challenging Proposition 8 in California. Is this headed to the Supreme Court, Marcus Mabry?
Inevitably, yes. It's going to be an amazing, unprecedented trial we're going to see where we talk really about the rights of an American minority in a way that we haven't done it before in a very public, open session in federal court.
All right, then, Rob Watson, some positive news, according to the BBC, conducting a poll in Afghanistan. Positive news for the Obama-Afghan policy. What do you think, Rob?
It is hugely positive, and I'll make this brief, but the headlines on it are really staggering. It basically shows there's a lot more support for President Karzai. Support for the Taliban has absolutely plummeted, and there's a real softening, a real brightening of attitudes towards U.S. and other foreign forces being there. Hugely, hugely encouraging for the Western intervention in Afghanistan.
And this is a poll done by ABC News and the BBC. 1,500 people were surveyed late last year, and very positive results. At least from the perspective of the American forces in Afghanistan. Rob Watson, thank you so much. BBC correspondent from Bush House in London, and Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times. There's your agenda. And what's the agenda in your household? Do you share the parenting in your house? Tell us your story at 800-543-2543. That's the subject of our family segment coming up.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.